this is Samantha Newark, and you're listening to the truly outrageous podcasters of the GeekCast Radio Network.
Welcome to Back Issue Classics, here inside the pull bag. TFG One Mike brings in a variety of hosts to cover many comics. We review stuff from DC, Marvel, IDW, Image, Zinescope, and more. So open your ears to hear our discussions on comics you might not have known about. It's all here inside the pull bag with Back Issue Classics.
And I've jumped inside the pullback to discover the stories in my own comic, Gem and the Holograms, from IDW Publishing. Listen in as Mike, Amy, and Nicole give their thoughts on the latest issue, who are all going to have a truly outrageous time inside the pullback. Synergy, can you help us?
Hello and welcome to the pullback, because I have to start these things so fast it's not even funny. This is the Back Issue Classics episode 46. And we are returning to Gem and the Holograms from IDW. We're going to be covering issues 7 to 9 tonight, which is the viral story arc. I am, of course, TFG and Mike. Joining me is Lady Rec. Hello.
You call that fast?
If I didn't say anything right, then she was going to say something else. I know she was.
We are off to a great start, aren't we?
Has it ever stopped? I mean, it's just one long... Anyway, so Lady Wreck is here. Also here is Nicole, Beatles, Diva, Hailstorm. You got too many damn names.
It's because I am so great, I can't just go by one. I'm not as good at... I'm not like Cher, where I can just go by one name. I have to have many, like Lucifer, Beelzebub, and Satan, you know?
Oh, crap.
Wow.
All right.
Okay, so if I was going to ever be outdone, but there you go.
The sad thing is she has all the wigs to pull off all those roles.
Exactly. She does.
Okay, here's a funny... One year at work, we had a crazy wig day, and everyone was like, I don't have any wigs. I'm like, I've got a whole crap load of them. I brought like three, like, bags full of wigs, like, here, try this on, here, have this. Yeah, I enjoy my wigs. Fun.
All right, we are here to talk about the viral story arc, written by Kelly Thompson. The art for this arc is done by Emma Viselli, I believe that's how she pronounces that last name, and colors are obviously done by M. Victoria Roboto. Letters by Tom B. Long, and obviously the edits are done by Captain Continuity himself, John Barber.
Woo-hoo!
Yep. There was, what, one, two, or three different covers for this, for issue 7,
three.
I think.
There's three.
Three,
yeah.
Okay, because we're doing this in story arc form, folks, it's been a while since I've seen the covers. So, covers for issue 7. Pick a cover, Amy.
I'm going to pick the first cover.
The Jem Jerica side by side?
Yeah, I kind of like it. I don't know. It just worked for me. Yeah. I'll go with that one.
Right.
I like the other ones too, but that's the one that just kind of stood out to me. Maybe it was the simplicity.
That's the one I'm reading, but I really like the retail incentive. It just has a bunch of
the retro style, yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. It brings me back to the 80s, for sure. So, what about you, Mike?
I kind of like the subcover.
Okay, so each one of us picks a different color.
Yay!
Cover, yeah. Did I say color? Yeah. I meant to say cover.
I don't know what you said.
half the time, I don't know what I said either.
That's why we record it.
Mike tries not to listen to us.
Oh, trust me. With what's coming in January from Lady Rec, people will never think of her in the same light ever again after that.
January?
Halloween.
Halloween?
eBay.
What?
Oh, that.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, that. Yeah. Oh, that. Okay, so.
You should have told me that's what you're talking about. Now everybody's like, what? What is it? What is it?
So we have the previously page, which is catching us up on what's going on. We have the guest list page, which still has not really changed all that much. We open, now this is the first arc after the annual, so even though the annual came out before issue 7, everyone should have waited, and...
I read it.
Or no, issue 7 came out before, yeah, I'm trying to remember now.
No, the annual came out after issue 7.
Right, issue 7 came first.
You should have read the annual.
And then this.
Then this, yeah.
Oh, okay, right. Well I did then, so everything's okay. Good.
There you go.
Got me a little confused there. I was like, oh no, I read something first. Yeah. What? What? No. I did read the annual first, and then I read 7, 8, 9. In fact, maybe an hour before this podcast.
Well, then it should be really fresh in your mind.
Yeah, about that. Yeah. I was kind of distracted.
Right. All right. But so we start out
mysterious, though. I'm being all mysterious-y. I like that. I was wondering.
Yeah, apparently you are the mysteriousest. Oh boy.
Mysterioso.
Yeah. So we open up.
It might be on my, card.
We open up with Jerrica not being able to deal with all this, and Aja and Shayna saying they can help, and apparently Aja's cell phone is pinging, and she's constantly staring at it, and Aja and Shayna start arguing, and Jerrica's like, guys, come on, are you going to help or just be hilarious and cute?
Hilarious, I feel like, and cute.
Yeah, I feel like that's a trick question. So Jerrica is basically, she's not throwing a fit, but she's really stressed out because they have so much they have to do.
Yep. All the work. This is what happens to become famous. You have to, do all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Synergy and Aja team up to design the website.
I trust Synergy. I don't know about Aja, though.
It's going to have motorcycles and pieces on it.
Now, here's my question. Now, I know Jerrica's father was supposedly rich or whatever, but how in the world did Synergy just immediately purchase the 6 best possible websites for Gem and the Holograms?
She took lessons from Ultron.
Apparently.
Yeah. She's got skills.
Mm-hmm. But she's
I can just see an Avengers Gem wedding. Oh my god.
I want that on a t-shirt.
She's an AI. She can manipulate the system. See, this is why the bad guys can't get a hold of her, because then they could use her for bad.
Yeah.
Mm. Like Ultron. Ultron Synergy wedding. Let's make it happen.
Yeah. So they get the website kind of started up and done and whatever else, and Jerrica is asking, where's Kimber? Still in mourning, I think.
For Kimber.
And the whole time, remember I mentioned earlier that Aja's cell phone was pinging or vibrating or whatever earlier because she's dating Craig Phillips, who we haven't really found out if he's really. I assume he's Stormer's brother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I asked Kelly or not this. So we get to the point where Shayna is basically singing the kissing song about the two of them.
K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I can stab you with things, Shayna.
She can threaten.
Yeah.
As much as she wants.
Then Aja just gets up and leaves, and Jerrica's like, I thought you were helping. I did the website. Synergy and I are on it, yo. Let it go good. What do we think of Emma's art style on the holograms here and on Synergy?
I think it compliments, I just lost her name.
Sophie.
Sophie. I wanted to say Kelly. I'm like, no, not Kelly. Yeah, I think she compliments her very well. You can tell that she's doing the similar style, but she has her own flair to it.
Mm-hmm. I love that page, the two panels where Synergy's eyes are closed and you see the data moving,
mm-hmm.
and then she opens them and then says that it's done. I love that look. I do like how Jerrica and the girls look. I think it's really cool. After reading this arc, no disrespect to Sophie, but I'm like, yeah, we need this arc for another long arc or something, because this is really good stuff. What did you think of the art overall, Amy, for this one?
I like it. I mean, it's a really good, let's just say, you know, whenever an artist jumps off and then, you know, another artist jumps on and stuff like that, you always worry that, you know, will it look the same? Will it have the same feel? And I think that the artist that we have now is doing a really good job at emulating that. I don't know if I'm not familiar with Emma's style, so I'm not really sure. So I don't know if like, you know, how different her style is from this, but you know, for the most part, I mean, I'm not saying it's an exact duplicate of, but it's
not an exact duplicate of Sophie.
It feels a lot like it without being it. So, right. I mean, you know, definitely some of the looks, some of the proportions look a little bit different. I mean, there's differences, but it's enough that I think she's trying really well and accomplishing, you know, pulling off some of the looks of the characters, making them look in a way like I would expect Sophie's to look. There are a few little proportion issues, but they're all right. I mean, it's forgivable. I like it. It's still cute. It still reads well. I still know what's going on. So,
yeah.
But you know, it's all right. It's good. I liked it.
So we get Synergy floating down the hall like Morticia Adams. And she comes across Kimber, who is still in mourning, as we already said. And I thought this moment was really touching, because again, Synergy is kind of supposed, well, I don't know in this series, and I'm sure Kelly will say yay or nay, Synergy has always kind of supposedly been based off of Jackie Benton, Jerrica and Kimber's mother. So I really dug this moment in the story. I thought this was really cool with the two of them just sitting down and talking. And it's kind of nice seeing Synergy actually interact with the girls more so than just showing up, doing her magic and
disappearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she eventually, you know, they talk and she basically tells her to talk to her sisters about the whole situation. And then we cut to the Misfits.
Woohoo!
Oh, yeah.
Absolute disaster.
Not an absolute disaster.
That's what she said. It says it right there. Absolute disaster.
Well, from a business standpoint, maybe.
Yeah. So we've got this manager and we've got Pizzazz kind of at odds. And obviously, what do we think of the art on the Misfits, ladies?
I love it. Fine. I love their style.
Yeah. Worked great. Worked great for me. I was all right with it. Yeah.
Same here. Basically saying that the Misfits came off looking bad and, you know, bad PR and all that. And, you know, and Pizzazz is like, I don't care. Do I look like I care what you think? And blah, blah, blah. And the manager lady is like, we're your label and we can drop you. So you better start caring.
Mm.
So someone's putting Pizzazz in her place.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not okay with her, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
What?
And
she's about to go all Wrecker on her.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much, yeah.
Oh, Pizzazz would be an awesome Wrecker.
God.
Pizzazz Whirl team up.
No, Pizzazz Prowl team up because of the tables, man.
No.
The tables, man. The tables. Get the tables.
No, not even Pizzazz needs to.
Pizzazz and Megatron, easy.
Yeah, Pizzazz doesn't need to be punished with Prowl. I'm sorry.
No, yeah, I was gonna say if you really want to destroy the comic, that's what you do. Put Pizzazz with Megatron. Let him have a philosophical debate.
That's gonna be interesting. So
that would be awesome.
Basically, this part in the story boils down to the fact that the manager lady says that they're going to be managed. That they need a manager.
Oh, this is when I was like going, oh.
I know. You can feel it coming. You can feel it coming.
Yeah.
My hands together. Yeah. It's about to get.
Look at that.
Kind of like that smell in the air when you can smell the storm coming. You're like, oh, yeah. Here we go.
I love the fact that the Emma kept the skulls.
Yeah. It's so awesome. No way.
I'm sure there was never a question of whether or not. I'm sure it was like written into the script and everything. Yeah, there has to be a skull, but still.
Yep. Greta, send him in. Ladies, this is Eric Raymond, your new manager. Dun, dun, dun.
This Eric looks
And the God. Mic drops, right?
Yeah, pretty much. It's like, boom, see you later.
Yeah.
And it gets even better later, because actually, they did this panel, and then they cut back to Shayna doing the designs.
Just get it done, Jerrica. Get it done.
Yeah. And apparently Rio's article is out, and apparently it's a glowing reference, or it's a glowing review for the Misfits, and we hear the doorbell, and Synergy doesn't look too happy.
Well, that's because she's been asked to disappear. That's why.
Well, yeah, but I'm not sure I get this, though, in the writing. Like, I don't know. It just, I mean, it looks like, because it looks like the scene from earlier where Kimber is basically going to come talk to them and Synergy is with her. And Synergy knows, before we even know, that she needs to stay a secret. So I just don't get the glare on her face when she says, of course, Jerrica,
goodbye. No, I think it was
more of a concern.
Yeah, because if you look at that page, Kimber comes in and says, Jerra. And then Jerrica just says, just a minute, Kimber. As she's reading this article, because she's like focused on that, hyper focused, and then Kimber turns around, she's like, oh, she gets all mopey, and Synergy sees that, and she's
okay.
Yeah, so it's her concern for Kimber is what it is.
Okay,
it's because if she is the embodiment or very like her mother, you know, we already know that she's got. It seems like, from what it looks like, she has feelings and stuff like that. She's got concern for one of the girls, and so she's like, you know, I'm that's what I was taking it as, is that she's got concern for Kimber, that there's too much going on and they're not keeping everything good with her. And she did promise her that her sisters would understand, so
yeah.
And then
absolutely,
she's not there to see it pay off right away. That's gonna be, I'm sure she's concerned, so yeah.
Yep. So at the door is the scoundrel himself, Rio Pachenko.
Wait. He's not that guy yet.
I
do not hate this Rio.
Testing the waters here. Okay, no. That's all I'm doing is testing the waters and seeing what kind of reaction I'm going to get.
This Rio hasn't had the chance yet to get under my skin. Like,
we didn't get
80s.
To read. Yeah, we haven't read the article like Jerrica did, so yeah.
Well, we don't really need to, because she's essentially, you know, giving us all the exposition about it with this, and
I would have to read it.
Yeah,
it was a glowing review, and he's, you know, has to give a fair chance. I'm like, okay, that's good. Yeah, I accept that. I wouldn't be upset. I'm, well, it's not my band, so Maybe I would be if I was Jericho. I'd be like, I'd still be a little upset, but like, okay, well, I guess, you know, that means when you review us, you know, you'll give us a fair shake too. Well, right? Yeah. Yeah. There you go. All right. Well, then I guess I'd be good with that.
And he does tell her about his new assignment, which he's supposed to be writing a piece on Jem to get to the woman behind the performer. Mm. And all that's coming out of her mouth is exclamation points.
Like, what do you say to that?
Yeah. And at this point in the story, this is where you needed to read the annual before this issue. Because we go back to Shayna, and she's having a lot of indecision, and she can hear them outside because the whole speculation thing kind of floats in, and she is submitting her application to the fashion internship. And she does.
She clicks. She clicks.
Yep.
And that is one of the cutest panels, that last panel on that page.
Congratulations, application submitted.
Mm-hmm. Oh no.
Oh god.
I just love it. I think it's adorable.
She actually looks like a news anchor with no face. Like it looks like this is a news desk with one of the visuals behind it. Really does.
Oh, it does, yeah.
We go back to the Misfits. The manager lady leaves them to talk with Eric. Pizzazz sticks her tongue out of the lady.
I like how she says, don't break anything.
Yeah.
It's like she's expected her to do it because she's done it in the past. You know, it's Pizzazz. Don't break anything, please.
And I cannot wait until if Samantha Newark and her manager, Willie Callahan, if they get Charlie Adler on the next Jem CD for the comic, cannot wait to hear Eric Raymond say some of these lines.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
God.
That'd be awesome.
And you gotta think about this. As we go through these three issues tonight, or today, Charlie was also Tech Rat. So you basically have Eric and Tech Rat in the same room. So they could do their, he could do the lines back and forth.
That'd be awesome.
So we get to, you know, this scene in the office, and Eric's like, I thought she'd never leave. And basically tells them that, you know, he's going to repair their image, but part of ensuring you the place you deserve is taking down Jem and the holograms. Eric, you're hired.
Oh, Pizzazz looks so, she's actually genuinely smiling, you know, and
that's,
I love
genuine happiness. Yeah.
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 I agree with that. She's like, you're hired. I'll take it. Anything.
Oh, yeah.
It's like this, just this, like, you're hired, and I'm really happy about that.
Yep. So we have a nice little excursion with Aja and Craig on dirt bikes.
Aja and Craig are really cute together.
I think they are.
They are. Like, the whole comic is adorable at this point.
I like these two. Keep them together, please.
I know. I hope they never break up. That just suck.
I'm just kind of, I don't know. I don't want to bring it down. I think it's a great thing. I'm just kind of not worried or concerned, but I'm kind of interested to see how, if he is who we think he is compared to Stormer, how that's going to unfold. Because we essentially meet him first with Aja versus what happened in the show where Stormer told everybody about her brother first and then Aja and Craig met. I like this. I think it's really awesome, but I'm just really interested to see how Kelly breaks that whole thing down with them figuring out that it's Stormer's brother.
Well, I'm actually kind of wondering if they're going to do something like, hey, you're dating her brother, and Kimber wants to be dating Stormer. And it's like, hey, well, you can't date him unless I can date her.
Yeah.
It's all in the family, isn't it?
God. You are such a meathead.
Who, me?
No, Nicole.
Oh, okay.
All in the family.
Yeah.
I got it.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Alright, so Stormer is in the middle of writing a ballad, and she's having a bit of some problems with that.
I have to say, I love this page.
I was going to say, this is probably my favorite page of this comic book right here.
I love the doodles. I love everything about it.
Yep. It is so very awesome. And we are... We go to a panel where Eric is just sitting there with his hands.
So Eric Raymond.
If he was about 50 or 60 years older.
Mr. Burns.
Also. Excellent. Yeah, Mr. Burns. And we see a shadow come in. And we are introduced to Tech Rat.
I just laughed at this point and went, yeah, all right, this is about to get fun.
So Eric has a job for Tech Rat, and Tech Rat is very, very interested, and this is kind of how this issue ends, where he's listening to what Eric has to say, and basically he wants Tech Rat to hack them. And that's how the issue ends. What do we think of this overall, gals?
I like the stuff that they're setting up. There's mm-hmm. a couple of really interesting things that could be coming out of this right from the get-go. And it was a really good, really well done. I thought they did a good job with this one. So, yeah. Happy! Give me more!
Oh, wait, absolutely. I've got two more. Yeah!
Nicole, overall thoughts on issue 7?
It's really fun because you like Amy said, it's setting up with a lot of things. You're seeing Shayna going through her debate of what she wants to do with her life. You see the relationship starting to bud with Aja and Craig, and best of all, we've got Eric and Tech Rap. Woo! Woo! Come on. We've been wanting this since issue 1.
Yeah, we kind of have. But obviously they had to set it up.
Yeah. And I just loved it. Love that Tech Rat's about. It's so fun. I love that character so much.
Oh, boy. All right. We are going to take a quick break and then come back for issue number 8 after this.
What? Play it. Something to say, Rio? Oh, Rio, shut up. In fact, get out. Out!
We are back, and it is time for issue number 8, Viral Part 2. Covers. The regular cover is Synergy wrapped around kind of Jerrica with purple and pink and
she's
blue and all that.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And she's got awesome boots.
Yeah. I want those boots.
I do too.
There's a blank sketch variant, and then there is an actual sketch cover with no color. I'll take the regular one. And I'm sorry. The sketch, because it's essentially two sketch covers, really.
Pretty much.
I mean, if you think about it.
I wasn't really hubba hubba about the covers on this one either. No. I'd like to see it colored. Jen's covers.
Jen Bartel.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I do like to see it just as it is, how she draws it. But I really really like is how they color it. It looks so sparkly and pretty, and you know it just adds such a it just dresses them basically in such a I like that. So
absolutely.
To see it, I was like, yeah, I like it. It's cool to see it like that. But I think I like her stuff the most when it's colored because the colorist really makes it look all pretty and gorgeous. And so, I mean, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm going off the grid here because I actually had the retail incentive in my hand. And it's cool.
Oh, really?
It's really cool because you can kind of see still some of like the sketch lines.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, the gem logo, you can see like the charcoal shading. It's just a very, very faint shading. It's really cool. And I don't know if you could tell, but they have like little notes and markings on the very edges there.
Yeah, I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's really cool. It's like what you see, like the final before, you know, how the artists take their big eraser and erase all the extra lines.
Right.
Know? And I love that. I love seeing like the work in progress. I think it's so cool.
I'm still going to go with the first episode.
Yeah, I'm still going with the regular cover as well. I'm just, like, don't get me wrong. I absolutely love seeing sketches, but I love seeing sketches finished. I guess you could say I'm a fan of tracers.
I would be cool with it if it was like, you know, like, hey, I like that cover so much that I want to go out and buy the original and put that up on my wall. Not just have it on my cover, but like actually have it up on my wall. And I'm cool with seeing it like that, but at this point I'm like, you know, but I really like to see lots of gem stuff, so, you know, keep the covers coming that are actually, like, you know, awesome looking. Not that this one isn't awesome, I'm just saying it's just I expect this to be something like, hey, I like the artwork so much, I want to go out and buy, you know, actual inside pieces of the comic, cover art that hasn't been colored, you know, that type of thing. So
So we get the previously page to get caught up.
And we don't need to because we just read it.
Right. I know. I was going to say, and then we get the guest list. And we open up with Once Upon a Lime. Oh, I'm sorry. Once Upon a Time. I seriously read that as an L when I went back and read this.
Yes, this time, not lime.
Yeah, but if you really look, if you just look at it, just like a quick glance, and you don't see the way the T is only crossed at the right instead of both, it really does look like lime.
You're weird.
It's a lime and a coconut.
Check it all up.
Telling me I'm weird coming from you. Right, okay.
You should take that as a compliment.
Yeah, I know, right? So we've got this song, the more song.
I want more. Title there.
So they're watching the video for more, and this is the video that they put into the contest. So then this issue basically was that video the original contest video, or is this the new one that Synergy made? Okay, this is the new one. Okay. Yeah. So this is so basically last issue we found out that 5x5 they don't own the song, but they own the video for the more song that was submitted to the contest. So they need to then make a new video, and this is what Synergy did with I like the way they explain how the art for the singing is, because I wasn't like in the beginning I wasn't really sure. Like, okay, I think it's a great art style. I've said it before in the previous episodes that we've done. I love the art and how they do the videos and the colors and everything else, but I just wasn't sure if it was Synergy, because both bands, both Gem and the Holograms and the Misfits, have that same art style for when they're doing songs. So to find out that it's Synergy doing it for the Gem and the Holograms, I think that's awesome. And then we get into the drama about, you know, Kimber, you know, you can't tell anyone about Synergy, right?
I love Synergy's hair. It's
I do too.
The ringlets, I love it. I like that she has a sense of style herself. She's styling the girls, so she's got to play with her sense of expression as well. I like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it looks like she's actually wearing clothes.
Yeah,
it does. Yeah, I agree.
Because the panel where she says, "In the hands of people with bad intentions, it could be a very dangerous weapon indeed," it looks like she has a strapped back dress on, because you can see. Yeah. The whole, so we cut to the Misfits, and they're singing the ballad that Stormer wrote. And
the last
Pizzazz
issue, yeah.
Yeah. And Pizzazz is like, yeah, this isn't going to work.
Needs to be more edgy or else it will stand out on the album, and we can't have that.
Yep.
And they have a blow up over it, which is like, yeah, this is awesome. You
know, I'm glad that story stood her ground, though.
Yeah. You know,
it is her piece of art. She has a vision for it, and Pizzazz is kind of like pissing on it, you know? Yeah. So.
Is it just me, or is it the four of them in the panel where Pizzazz says, I know because this is what I do? Mm-hmm. For Jetta and Roxy, Jetta looks like a 13-year-old in a you know, deer in headlights, and Roxy looks like she's 60 years old, for crap's sake.
I think it's because they don't want to be in the middle of this right now. They just want to get their job done, and they're just like, have that look of like, we're going to be here all day. Oh, no.
I love it. As we get through this argument and whatever else, and Stormer's last words are, you're not the boss, and Pizzazz is just kind of smirking, and the other two are like just shock like, face. And next thing you see is Jetta go.
Like, this is gonna turn into a yelling match. We don't want to be here. Let's exit right now.
Let's go get some coffee and bagels.
Once more, having defeated the monster, exit our hero stage right.
Well, it would be their stage left, actually.
That's right.
No, that would be but you're as the audience. It's exit stage. Don't try to confuse.
But it's their stage left. I get what you're saying.
It's a Bugs Bunny joke. Damn it!
I know.
There's no hook.
My God.
There's no hook.
I'm going to kill you. It's kind of bad, folks, when Amy's the one giving me the jazz over here. Okay. Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna pull an Aja and throw a shoe at you from Kentucky. That's what's gonna happen.
Sure, I could deal with another pair of shoes. Go for it, man.
So the Misfits, their laptop is ringing, and it looks like, well, now that I look at it more, it's an actual phone thing. But when I first looked at it, I thought it was a cassette tape. Oh. And it's the manager lady. And
yeah, but she just shouldn't have answered it because she's a harpy.
Mm-hmm.
I loved that.
And Eric has apparently worked impressively on their behalf. And they're going to get a short West Coast tour.
I like the fact that even on top of that, just forget it. I've called you worse.
I love that line. <Yeah. laughs> Look, I'm sorry because I got caught. That's why she's sorry. I've called you worse. I'm sure.
Oh, loved that.
Yeah. So we get this. You know, so we get that, and after the call, Elise, Jerrica Benton is here to see you. Oh, no.
Yeah, I read that and just went, oh. All that thing about setting up, and now they're, yeah. Well, I like the dynamic that they don't have their own music label already as it is. So
that's true. I do like that.
They have to go somewhere else to be signed with somebody. So I kind of like the idea, the potential problems that could also raise. But it also doesn't mean that they can't ever have their own label. They might someday. But right now, yeah. I like where they're at. I like how that's building. It's a good potential conflict. It should be pretty interesting. Mm-hmm. We'll find out more on the next issue. Ha ha!
Yeah, and, you know, I love the scene where Jerrica needs all their help and they all make up excuses. And Kimber just waltzes through. And, you know, I was just like, nope, sorry, got a date. Yeah. Kimber, nope, just nope.
Nope.
Kimber deserves a little slapping now and then. You know?
Yes, but in this instance, we still have not had that conversation that Synergy tried to have her have in the first issue, so, or in issue 7. So hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
So we get Jerrica's blow up. Because they find out that she signed them to 5x5, who was the same label as the Misfits. And Shane is like, is that the best idea? And this is where she blows up.
She's like, I don't know. You know.
It's sad because she's got everything on her shoulders. Everybody else has got stuff going on, and she's been doing all of the work. So,
everyone else is having a personal life. She's got their whole future on her shoulders, you know? Yeah. And it's just like, plus she also has to do the singing. So she has to save face.
Well, some of the times even she has to do the writing. It says in here, I do the writing, do everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
We get to Pizzazz's place and she's trying to destroy some kid on a video game.
I love this. I love thinking that there's some celebrities out there that are just, you know, trolling on little kids. And she knows that he's a young kid. She don't give a damn. And I love it.
Not only she knows.
Wait till six.
Yeah, she knows when his mom comes to get him off. That's awesome. Oh, I've been in her shoes.
Did you see the little Xbox logo?
Yeah.
In her, I thought that was hilarious. Put up against the green.
Yeah, that's awesome.
So Clash shows up to show her the Halloween thing that Gem and the Holograms are going to be doing, the Halloween party. And of course, they have the password.
Yeah, of course.
Well, Clash is a woman of many talents. She knows how to get information.
So we then go to Eric and Tekrat, and Tekrat's not okay.
That's why I love him. He's not stable whatsoever.
Nah, not at all.
He's such a drama llama.
I love it.
And apparently,
and I like how they had their little
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, I love the panel where he's sitting on the beanbag chair, almost cross-legged. I'm in hell.
and then, as this four panels later, he's like, "This is I've never been happier."
yeah. It's...
He's only happy when he's got such a challenge that's so big that he can't solve it.
Yeah, and then we go back to the demon.
I love the demon.
You don't know what you're talking about. I hate you.
In that voice right there. Yeah. That's what I heard it as. I hate you.
And the issue ends with the Misfits showing up to the Halloween party in skull costumes.
I love the costumes. I think they're awesome.
I love the costumes. But why do Stormer, Roxy, and Jetta all have to be wearing the same color?
Because Pizzazz said so.
I was going to say Pizzazz said so. Of course, no one else can wear green but Pizzazz. I'm pretty sure.
Well, obviously.
Yeah.
Put that down.
And they had this conversation before they showed up. Why are we in purple and you in green? Because I'm the boss.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because I have to be something different because I'm the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And my hair is green and yours is not. Tell you, I could totally be Pizzazz.
We know you could, Amy. We know. We've spent almost 2 years knowing you could be Pizzazz. Okay, so overall thoughts on issue 8, ladies.
I love it.
That's it?
I just love it. Yeah, I like all the good stuff that's going on here. I love the fact that Tekrat had his moments and they were just like, yay!
Oh, God.
Oh, he's going to get more.
Oh, I love the Xbox game thing, especially the fact that she's playing with a little kid.
Oh, my gosh. Because
that's all that's on right now. Oh, my gosh.
The Misfit moments are just amazing. I'm not kidding. I mean, when she gets called out for calling the other gal a harpy, this is the emotion issue, you know, everyone's on the edge because They're not exactly getting what they want. Until the very end, when it's just like, you see that little glimmer just with Tekrat, like, ooh, ooh, yay, you know? And then the Misfits look pretty happy there at the end. Mm-hmm. We'll see if it continues.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to take another short break. You're going to hopefully hear another audio clip, and we will come back after this with issue number 9.
Misfits, this means war.
We are back with issue number 9. This is Viral Part 3 for Gem and the Holograms from IDW. We have Emma Vaselli on the regular cover, Jen Bartelloni subscription, and M. Victoria Roboto, or Robodo, or yeah, I don't know how to say her name. She'll correct me at some point. Yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Unless she, sounds she really like has Roboto, I'd be like, Roboto, yeah. Roboto.
Roboto. That I think that's what
that's
it
an
is.
Awesome name, actually.
That's cool.
It's the closest thing I've ever heard to robot is ever, and I'm like, yeah, I would totally play that. I would totally play that.
So pick your cover, Amy. Which cover you like?
I'm gonna go with her cover because I really like that cover. I want to see the rest Aja of them like that, huh?
Yeah, the Aja cover.
Aja cover. I want to see the rest of them done exactly like that. That's cool.
That would be kind of awesome.
My next one up, I'd say, is the Jen Bartel one. I don't really care too much for the first one. I mean, it's not that it's
I like the idea.
I like the idea of
the
it, but
one.
It's just, eh. I want to see more to it than just that.
See, here's the problem with the first one. This is what should have happened at the end of the last issue. They're all in different color skeleton costumes.
True.
What about you, Nicole?
I'm so not on the same vibe as you because I love the first issue. I love the regular cover. In one word.
Personal preference.
Hello.
Yeah.
No, I just think it's fun. It just shows the personality of the Misfits. It, like I said, it's got Tekrat just being all nonchalant.
Look at the bottom of the cover.
What?
Tekrat is at the bottom of the rope. It looks like he has a tail. Tekrat.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha.
I am going to pick Jen's cover, Jen Bartel, the subscription cover. I really like her style. I loved her stuff in the annual. I wish she'd do more for covers. That would be so awesome to see her do more stuff on covers.
Yeah.
All right, so we get into it. As always, the previously page, the guest list, and we pretty much pick up where we left off.
Mm-hmm.
And Stormer comes out and says, I'm still not sure why we're dressed up as the bullies. Why are we the villains? Villain is like a matter of perspective, Storm.
You know, she's got
and
a
Roxy
point there.
The right, yeah, Roxy would be the right one to say that.
Because, you know, if you think about it, all the bad guys in history, they actually thought they were changing the world for good. If you think about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Except for Rasputin. But anyway. So we get the Skull Girls for the Misfits, and then a giant shower curtain.
I love this, and I love that pizzazz put him up to it.
And I saw that movie. There were no skeletons or showers in it. You obviously saw the remake. Lame.
What is, well, fine, but it's not exactly stealthy. Well, it depends on your point of view. Only if you have your curtains open is it, you know, then people will see you, but, you know.
Yeah.
They're not going to see what you're doing inside.
I want to see this as a costume. Somebody needs to dress up as a shower.
I love Tekrat's skull thing. The little frowny face skull.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's,
awesome.
It's like almost like a sad fart. Like,
sad fart. Oh my god. Wow. Okay. Oh,
I love it. I love it.
So apparently they showed up too late. They already showed the video. They got to figure out another way to create mayhem.
So they just start pushing the guests around.
Yeah, and Jetta really wants to push somebody in a pool.
And,
when she said that, I thought, oh no, one of the misfits are going to end up in the pool.
We'll get to that a little bit later.
Yeah. And then I saw Kimber's outfit and went, oh man.
Oh my gosh, I wanted to high five Kimber. That was the awesome outfit.
She's shark meat.
She's left shark. Left shark. Know.
No. I just look at it and said, oh, it reminds me of Finding Nemo. We'll call her shark bait.
It also reminds me of when, you know, she was about ready to be eaten by a shark in the cartoon.
Oh, nice. Nice.
It's not even funny. I'm going to go old school. She dressed up as Jabberjaw.
Awesome. I love Jabberjaws.
So, we got Kimber and Stormer, and Stormer's not ready. Nope, not ready. We got Rio the reporter, and we got the crowd basically just crowding all over Jim. Rio comes in to save the day, and he and Jim finally have a private moment. Now, I remember when we were first introduced to Rio way back when in the Showtime arc, and how he was always missing out on being able to meet Jim, and how his opinion back then was like, oh, well, Jerrica's better, and Jerrica should be the star, and this, that, and everything else. And I like that they've finally met, and that he isn't... I like how Kelly's writing him, because she's not writing him as falling head over heels in love with Jim.
I do appreciate that.
I like the idea that these two are just going to kind of unfold, you know. It's not just mm-hmm. like, oh, he's smitten with her right away. It's like, no, I'm just going to be a little...
And I still want to know. I still want to find out if Kelly's ever going to allow him to find out.
I guess we'll have to keep reading.
Yeah,
obviously. That'll be issue 50.
Let's hope the book... I'm not trying to be negative here, but let's hope the book makes it that far.
Oh, it will.
Oh, it will. Yeah.
So they get into the, I guess, a private dressing room or bedroom or whatever it is. And I really like her look. I like what Emma did with the gem look here. I think that was really, really cool with the star earring, like, looking tattoos on her arms. I like that look. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I mentioned a couple of weeks ago in episode 22 of Showtime Synergy that a father should be Rio sings. That's not exactly what happened. What happened was the visual was of Rio and Bonnie, where he's holding her up and hugging her or twirling her around, whatever he's doing with the child. Mm-hmm. And his lips are moving while the singer for Riot's voice is singing. So it makes it look like Rio is singing. And I thought that was hilarious, because after I read this issue, it's like, oh, wow. Because the whole line of, I do not know. It's why I'm not a rock star. Well, that, and I can't sing or play guitar or do any of that stuff. I love how they're interacting here. Mm-hmm. Because they're kind of flirting back and forth a little bit, but he's more angling towards the reporter job than anything else.
Yeah.
So she basically tells him that she'll, you know,
if she's going to do an interview, he'll be the first one to know. She'll call him first.
Yeah. Pretty much. And he helps her escape. And this is where we meet the enraged fan that I pointed out to Nicole way back when this issue came out. That guy is the worst.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Who is the girl that Aja's talking to?
I have no idea.
It's
yeah.
Just,
just a random girl. Crowd. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it makes sense that they'd have like friends and stuff like outside of the group, you know. It's,
yeah, no, I wasn't sure if she was supposed to be anybody that we might have already known. No. Is all.
Oh, maybe it's Lindsay.
No.
I'm just kidding.
No. They wouldn't.
I thought it for a minute when it, no, it's not.
I don't think Kelly would write that on the nose for Lindsay Pierce.
No.
It
was just the hair. So, was all.
Yeah, it was just the hair. So Craig shows up and they have matching costumes.
Craig and
I loved that.
No way.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't believe you're wearing that. And she's
you
like,
guys
oh,
are
you
10th
guys
level of gross coordinating costumes.
But we didn't. That was the funny. Oh, that's even worse.
I love her look at that panel.
It's all right. She's recently spurned by love, and so she's understandably a mess and lost her cat in the settlement, too. So they go and make out.
They need a room. That's what they need.
They need a room,
these
yeah.
two are perfect for each other. I love these two.
Yep. Now, anybody else think that Pizzazz is Tom Hanks and Jim is Leo DiCaprio in this next scene?
Catch me if you can. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. I love the artwork, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it's just so fun. So Pizzazz is gonna stake out Jim. She wants to have a conversation with her.
Until you get a nice shower,
shower
curtain boy. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I love that
distracted
costume.
Distracted her.
Yeah. And Jerrica sneaks out. So Tech Rat's going to go find the pool house. And Pizzazz opens the door, finds that son of a... She missed out on Jem. And apparently... there's breaking news. Rising Stars, Jim and the Holograms rumored to open for the Misfits on a West Coast tour.
Oh, Elise gets her revenge.
Yep. And this pretty much sends Pizzazz into a tizzy.
Oh, I love that panel too.
Hmm. Awesome. There's no skulls though. I was hoping for some skulls on the panel, but it works.
No, that has to be the Primal Scream mm-hmm. right there.
Yeah.
Primal Scream.
I mean, you can see it in the next panel too. It continues.
Yep. In fact, everybody like is starting to go, "What? Where does that come from?"
Yep. So we get back to Rio and Jerrica because Jerrica has obviously changed from being Jim back into herself, and they.
Now I think it's ironic here that she chose the Black Swan costume because mm-hmm. you remember the Black Swan used to be the White Swan. Again, doing the whole changeroo thing, so...
Yep.
Multiple personalities?
Well,
just maybe a little.
Yeah. So, Rio apologizes to her. She leaps into his arm. They share a kiss, and...
Smoochy, smoochy.
Yep. Well, I guess they made up. Thank God. I love Shayna and Aja in this book. They're so awesome.
I just love Kimber and the left shark, man. That
shark outfit
the expression awesome. On the shark is just priceless.
Yep. So... Kimber sees Stormer and she runs off. And this is where we have that really awesome status update panel
mm-hmm.
where we are taken through to every section of the party and given statuses on everybody. Apparently, Pizzazz is enraged even more than usual. She's on her way out. The Jem superfan swears she touched Jem and will never ever wash her hand again. Shayna is thinking she better get back into the dating pool again. Clash is deciding how long she needs to wait before accidentally bumping into Pizzazz, also wishing Blaze was here.
Yep.
Craig and Aja are making out. It's just obvious. Kimber is on her way to confront a party crasher, a seriously cute one.
And then Stormers is the same thing. It's about to be confronted by the most adorable shark ever. I thought that was cute.
And this is the one that I screen capped for Nicole. Grouchy guy. Still hates Rio. We'll blame him forever for ruining his photo with Jem. We'll become Rio's premier troll, leaving crappy comments for him on every article he posts forever.
He's my hero. He's also talking about cats.
Yeah. Jetta's still trying to find someone to push in the pool. And Nicole, 20% interested in pushing someone in the pool, 80% concerned with the dwindling bagel supply on the refreshment.
Exactly.
I love that.
I love that. It's her little speech bubbles bagel. I love it. Because I myself love bagels. So I understand where she's coming from.
You really are, Roxy.
Oh,
she really is.
I love my onion bagels with a nice schmear and.
Wow. Jerrica is so glad that she and Rio made up. She's forgotten she's kind of sort of hates PDA. Rio is glad he came to the party instead of chinging out, which almost happened twice. Techrat shed his shower costume 6 minutes ago, trying to get into the off-limits pool house. Also hoping Pizzazz doesn't find out he took off his costume. The ninja thing. Are you kidding me? That's just awesome.
I'm a secret ninja.
Kimber and Stormer have an emotional moment with each other, and they make up.
Kissy, kissy.
Yep. And Aja runs into this, and I really love this. Man, I really got to start dating again. This is getting ridiculous.
I understand where she's coming from. It's just like, because for some reason, I'm always like that at parties too. I'm like, all my friends are out with make it out. And I'm just like, and I'm just wondering where the snack tree is at. So I understand where she's coming from.
Her ears disappear.
Who?
Aja's ears?
Yes,
or
look. From Eep to man, I gotta start dating again. This is getting ridiculous.
No, her ears
her
don't
ears disappear. Look, she has elf ears, and then she doesn't.
She has elf ears, and then she has regular ears. I thought you meant they were completely gone. The art style, okay, the art style on her ears changed, but
I see what you're saying. In the panel where Kimber and Stormer are making out, it looks like the shark is devouring them.
I know. Yeah. It's just so wrong.
Nom, nom, nom.
Instead of the hearts, just put nom, 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 nom.
So we see a creek, and Techrat finds the pool house. Intruder, you are in restricted space. The party organizers have been notified. Please state where you are so you may be escorted off the premises. And he sees all this stuff.
It's their recording studio.
Yeah. It's Synergy.
Yeah, I know it is.
It's
supposed to be where they're, like, you know, record stuff. And yeah, you're right. That's where Synergy is.
Excuse me, please. Move. Come on. Isn't that Techrat?
Yeah,
he books it really fast, and in the process, who is it?
What? He pushes Jetta in.
Yeah, where's the fire, dude? He's sure. No, it's not him. Because he's no.
What are you talking about?
The panel where he said where everyone says, hey, stop shoving, out of my way. Yeah, where's the fire, dude? He's sure in a hurry. There's a guy in the center of the panel that is not Techrat, and the guy.
Oh, okay. I thought it looked like it was Techrat, and I was like, that's
Techrat.
Awesome. It's you're right.
Completely
it's,
different.
It's the alien. Take me to your leader, dude.
Yeah, he accidentally.
But it was because it was because of Techrat.
Because of Techrat, yes.
Pushes him and he bumps Jetta
into
Jetta goes
Jetta
into
and
the pool.
Jetta in, ends up in the pool.
I love that Roxy's doing like the whole Joker laugh.
Roxy, if you don't shut up. And apparently Pizzazz has stranded them.
Or is anyone surprised? Really?
Nope.
And Stormo calls a cab. They all get in the cab, and Jetta calls Pizzazz and leaves this really, really nasty voicemail message. Meanwhile, Pizzazz is driving like she's in England on the wrong side of the road. And she gets in a car accident.
She was checking her messages.
No, she wasn't. I've looked at this thing 5 different ways to Sunday.
She is looking at her phone. She goes to grab it.
It's behind. It's in the back seat.
Yeah, but she's still looking. You know, the next panel, she's still looking where the steering wheel is. She's not looking behind her. She goes to grab it, but then she turns back, it looks like.
Oh, okay. I see that now.
So, and that's, you know, she ends up in a car wreck, and this is where Jetta's message is still going. And we go back to Eric and Tekrat, and Eric's like, are we in? And Tekrat's like, nope. You know, and he's like, well, you owe me an explanation, Tekrat. And he's like, it's impossible. What's going on in that house is impossible. Explain. Use small words if you must. Again, this is why Charlie Adler needs to come back.
It sounds so much like him.
Yeah. So Tekrat explains it to him. We go back to Gem and the Holograms, and because Tekrat is doing the monologue here. And he basically says, there's nothing we can do, Eric. Whatever they've got running things, I'm like a caveman to it. A genius caveman, but still a caveman. And Eric's like, already, I got it. But I didn't tell you the good bit. There's a good bit? Yeah, we don't have to do anything. Because there's something wrong with it. When I saw... Because, again, this goes to Synergy's design. When I saw her eyes closed, and I've looked at this panel so many times where her eyes are closed to see if we see any of the leaky color, and we don't. And then we get to the next panel when her eyes open, and it leaks the green and black goop and whatever. And I was like, oh, my God, so good.
Yeah.
That looks so cool.
So the viral arc, ladies...
Yes, gentlemen.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's good. I liked it. A lot of stuff happened. 3 issues, and we're like, wow. Lots of good stuff. Really good stuff set up. I can't wait to see how it all comes out and explodes on the screen. But yeah, we're good. This is awesome.
Yeah.
A lot of potential stuff happened in 3 issues. Mm-hmm. And it'll be interesting to see where it goes. And I'm just like,
see, it has a lot of good stuff. Yeah, it's got a lot of good setup, but yet you're still entertained because you know, I trust these writers. I trust Kelly. She's going to wrap up whatever questions we have, whatever setups that she has. You know, I really am enjoying this. Love it.
I love reading these issues. I really, really do. I actually, it's funny, after I got the review copy from off of IDW's servers, I tweeted at Kelly about, you know, I was just like, oh my God, thank you, and whatever else, and I obviously at that time I couldn't say anything because the issue wasn't out. Mm-hmm. So I immediately emailed her after I tweeted to her.
Oh, nice.
And, and I asked her about, and we can say this now, I think it'll be kind of a teaser for the holiday special coming up, I guess. I hope I can say this. If I can't, I'll just go with it. Fuck it. And if I have to edit this, I will. When I emailed her, I asked her because Shayna's going around the whole party saying, oh, I need to start dating again. Well, we all know who Shayna used to date in the old series. So I emailed her. Part of my email was, my burning question is about Shayna. Are you going to find a way to introduce Anthony Julian? Please. And she replies, and yes, Anthony, now Tony, will be popping up in the holiday special next month because of Dark Gem events. A bit of a wrench has been thrown into the beginning of that relationship, but he will also pop up in the Valentine special and probably briefly in the Dark Gem arc, and then I hope we'll see more of him after Dark Gem. That's the plan, at least.
Nice.
So, yeah. So, we are getting a lot. I mean, we've already gotten a lot of characters from the old show, obviously, but they... Kelly's really working it and really doing a good job introducing old characters as new ones. Right now, my burning question is how the whole reveal of Craig and Stormer being brother and sister, how that's going to come down. That's what I want to know now.
Cool. All
right. Are we going to rate this as individual issues or overall story arc?
You're the boss. You tell us what to do. I'd go for overall. Why not?
Ladies and gentlemen, you're never going to hear a woman ever say that again.
It just depends if you believe what I just said.
Right. Yeah, we can go overall. That's fine. Overall, I thought Viral was great.
I loved it. Yeah, it was good.
There was nothing in the art, nothing in the writing that I didn't like. I don't see how anyone can be negative about this comic. I understand someone coming in and saying, oh, but it's not the cartoon series. We spent almost just over 2 hours talking with Kelly on how she wanted to update the cartoon series. And it's still keeping the heart. I mean, it's still, you know, I don't know. People that bash this comic just by saying, oh, but it's not the Gem I know.
But well, you know,
if you'd actually take the time and read it, you'd see that it kind of is, with a few twists and turns.
But you know, I know some people that are going to say that. I guarantee you, I know two people I personally know and love. They will not like it because it's not their classic. Because they some people just don't conform to change very well.
Yeah, but see, I see this as being classic and modern.
I know you do, but I know some people, they just won't get past it. Because some people actually like the old Rio. That hurt for me to say that.
Alright, overall story arc rating, I'm going to give it a 4.5. I loved it. I thought it was great. Amy?
I agree with that. 4.5 is great. Yeah, that really defines my feelings behind these last three issues as well. So, good. Yeah.
Cole?
Give me more.
I'm giving it a 5 because it's got Tech Rat. Woo! No, really. Honestly, I know 5 is kind of like, well, geez. But there's so much and so much fun with it. The relationships, mm-hmm. the new characters, the new story development. Even got the fun. Like I said, the whole Billy Idol, more, more, more song. I know it's not Billy Idol, but that's what I. You got Left Shark in there. You got mentions of bagels. You got a guy dressed up as a shower. Come on. You got someone telling, you know, off Zaz. Yeah, I love it. There's so much fun. I love it. It was just, yeah, 5 for me. Tech Rat rules.
Oh boy. All right, folks. So we're gonna take another quick final break, and we're gonna come back and give you the solicitations for issue number 10, which will be part of our next episode. We're going to do that, and we're also going to give you the solicitation on the holiday special coming up. We'll be back after this.
Showtime's over, Synergy. Synergy, I need you to protect Gem. Getting into a cab down the street.
We are back, and we're going to give you the solicitations for this month's comics coming out. Gem and the Holograms issue number 10 and the holiday special. Number 10 is a one-off, it's kind of a one-shot kind of deal, where Rio Pachinko, Boy Reporter, go behind the scenes and see the Holograms and the Misfits from a whole new perspective. That of music columnist Rio Pachinko. What mysteries will he uncover? What truths will he reveal? Or will it mostly just be Pizzazz flipping tables and Roxy crying over ruined bagels?
Nice.
Obviously, Kelly's on writing. Corin Howell is on the art for this.
Okay. It'll be fun to see that.
Yeah. Jen Bartel is doing covers. There is a subscription variant with Emma doing that, I believe. There's an Archie anniversary variant as well. Bullet points for this one, spotlight on fan favorite Rio. See?
What?
It's true.
Yeah, favorite.
He's dating Jerrica, hates Jem, and doesn't know they're the same person. That's called explaining the joke. Featuring a tribute cover celebrating Archie's anniversary by Tonya Del Rio. And then the holiday special written by Kelly. Art and covers by Amy Memberson. So I'm finally getting interior arts from Amy again. That's awesome. Secret Santas, when Jem and the Holograms and the Misfits draw each other in their shared record label's gift exchange, heads will roll.
I'm excited.
That's got so much awesome assigned to it right there. Oh my gosh.
When will the holiday spirit be getting to even the bitterest of enemies? Subscription variant by Agnes Garbowska. Bullet points. Will enemies become best friends forever? Will friends become worst enemies forever? Who's going to wear the Santa costume?
Check rat?
No, oh, Eric he's... Raymond.
They're both too skinny.
It's all right.
So, coming up next, folks, for Back Issue Classics, we're going to have Jem and the Holograms, number 10, the Rio Spotlight, and the Holiday Special. So we will see you just before Christmas. Where can the people get in contact with you online, Amy?
You can find me on Twitter at Lady of Wreck.
Nicole?
That will be Beatles, Diva. Beatles like the band, not the bug.
Of course, you can find me, TFG and Mike, on Twitter. You can find The Pullbag on Twitter, at The Pullbag, at Geekcast Radio, all that stuff. Make your great escape to comics, and we will catch you next time.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
Show's over, Synergy.
You've just heard the latest episode of The Pullbag, the GCRN's comic review and discussion podcast. There are several ways to get in touch with us and leave feedback for the show. You can visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can comment on the episode and all of our different podcasts. You can rate our show on iTunes. Be sure to leave us feedback. Call the voicemail line, 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you're leaving the message for and your name. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching Geekcast Radio Network. Send us an email feedback at geekcastradio.com. Follow us on Twitter at Geekcast Radio. So until next time, make your great escape into comics and unleash the geek in you.